The 12 Days of Winter by Stuart McBride. Read by Ian Hanmore.
6. Geese a-laying.
Cathy Geddes didn't look in any fit state to do a runner, shuffling along, trying not to aggravate her piles and stitches, but that didn't mean she was free to wander round Castle Hill Infirmary unsupervised. Val McIntyre dawdled along beside her, hands in the pockets of her uniform trousers. Of course, she could have worn plain clothes, treated it as an undercover operation, but that was just asking for trouble. No, a prison officer wore a uniform for a reason, so everyone knew who was who, and besides, it wouldn't feel right, escorting a prisoner out of uniform, not having that comforting bundle of keys jangling against her leg. Geddes winced her way down the stairs, across the corridor, and out into a small bleak courtyard lined on four sides with dirty brick and lichen-speckled concrete. The hospital had put up a bus shelter smack bang in the middle, so patients could have a cigarette without setting off every smoke detector in the place. A wheezy old man huddled in the smoking hut, drip stand in one hand and a ratty-looking roll-up in the other. Val waited for him to finish and hobble off before crossing her arms and squinting at Geddes. "You shouldn't be smoking." "Bite me." She took a deep drag on her cigarette and oozed smoke towards the ceiling. "You're supposed to be breastfeeding." "Bugger that. Little bastard's chewed my nipples raw. They're like half a pound of mince. He can go in the bottle." "Don't call him that." "What? Bastard? Why not? That's what he is, isn't he? Haven't got a clue who his dad is." I don't